Family Worship Primer, Episode 20.
Welcome to Bridgecast, an online internet broadcast hosted at paulthompsonblog.com. In today's broadcast, Paul may give reviews of books he's been reading, interview friends, explore church history, or consider current events, all with the hope to keep the lamp of Scripture on the narrow path. Listen in as Paul considers today's topics.
So we've been asking questions about who the first parents were and of what did God make their bodies. How did he do that, and what did he use to make their bodies? So based off of that and building on that, we're asking the question this week in question number 20 is, what did God give Adam and Eve besides bodies? This is important because, again, we're seeing things. We want to see the spiritual. We want to understand the physical. We want to get a good understanding. The Bible is not afraid of science. Science is helped and aided by the benefit of Scripture. And the Bible is not afraid of science. So we see the physical. We can test it. We can measure it. We can explore it. But we also understand this about the Bible, is that the Bible is addressing something more than just physical. It's also addressing the spiritual. And so we want to begin asking that based upon even some of the previous questions about the nature of God, his triune attribute, his specialness, his spiritualness. And how does that fit in what he did by breathing, if you will, even into Adam and Eve? So the question number 20 is, what did God give Adam and Eve besides bodies? And we can see this from Ecclesiastes chapter 12, that God gave Adam and Eve souls that could never die. This is really important that we see this. They cannot die. They are unable to die. And so as a result of this, God's given them something that in this world will see and will taste temporal death and the loss. But there is something that God does in giving to Adam and Eve that he gives them that is unlike everything else that God has created. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7 says, "Then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God who gave it." So what else did God give Adam and Eve besides bodies? And keep it in mind, the Bible answers about our bodies, that we'll return to dust, that we'll return to the earth, and that God also has given man, given Adam, given Eve, a spirit. And that spirit will return to God who gave it. Man didn't evolve into having a spirit. God gave man a spirit. So ask that question. What did God give Adam and Eve besides bodies? And teach them to answer it. God gave Adam and Eve souls that could never die. If it's God that gave it, and he's going to require it back, he's going to call it back to himself, then it is evident that that is something that never dies. So God gives us bodies, and he gives us souls. Bodies will die, souls will never die. That's beautiful. That will be important. This may not make a lot of sense at the early side of this, but when we get to the point where we begin to talk about salvation and eternal life, this will be foundational because we've taught them that God gave us something that is designed to live forever. What is that? It is the soul that he gave us, and it will return to God. So may the Lord bless your young theologians as they think and even have trouble with and struggle with some of the things that they might be learning. Just remember, as you're doing this, you are teaching foundational bedrock theology that helps them later on when they think about things that are beyond where their understanding is at today. You want to give them a biblical understanding of what God has done. So may the Lord bless you. May he bless you with boldness to ask these kinds of questions and give you confidence that you don't have to have an answer for every question they ask, but know that this will help in the coming questions. Go to your Bible. You get the answer to the good questions that they're asking, that you're asking. You don't just use these exercises as something that you're teaching a question with an answer with. Let them see that you're reading answers from this, from the authoritative voice of the Bible. I think that that's really important, that you not miss the opportunity that is before you, that you are setting an example. You're not just showing them and teaching them random questions with prescribed answers to them. You're showing them, we respect the authority of the Word of God, and we go to it to get it a good answer such as this. So may the Lord bless you in the process.
Thanks for listening today. Feel free to write Paul with questions or comments related to today's topics. Helpful links can be found at the blog link related to this broadcast at paulthompsonblog.com.